Good morning, this is Sterling Smith with your AgriSampo North America morning market update. And we're seeing corn a little softer on some beneficial rains coming through eastern Nebraska and western Iowa last night. We've had a good week here. It's been warm and sunny, good planting conditions, and we're probably going to see a little bit more of that next week, and I think that's weighing on the corn a little bit. We should see some really good progress on Monday's report. July corn is at 781.5. That's down 10 cents. We've been as high as 797, as low as 778.5. December new crop, 748.5, down 4.5. We are struggling with that $8 area on old crop right at the moment, and I think that's keeping the fund activity at bay. Soybeans, another story completely different here. July soybeans, 1635.75. That's up 22 cents. November new crop, 1494.75. That is up 14.5 cents. China was back in the market this morning. They bought 132,000 tons of old crop soybeans and seeing them come back into the market after yesterday's absolutely dismal export sales report, I think is giving the market a little bit of new life here. Wheat quiet, July wheat at 1170.5. That's down 7.75. Minneapolis wheat at 1360.75 is up 3/4, but in Kansas City we're at 1269.75, down 1.25. Situation in the Ukraine obviously continues to be the biggest market stress at the moment. It's a day-to-day thing, and we haven't seen much in the way of Russian advances, and that is keeping wheat at bay, at least for the moment. Rice is at 1753, that's up 36. Cotton, 144.06, that's down 147. December new crop, 126.86, down 81 in very light volume. Live cattle this morning, 132.85, that's up 2 ticks. Feeder cattle are at 168.35, that's up 188. Looks like we are getting a little bit of fund covering of some shorts in here and taking some profits after a really rather rough week in the feeders. Same story in the hogs, we're at 100, spot 17, up 270. Crude oil, the oil patch is a booming this morning. We are at 109.90, that's up $3.77. High for the day so far is 109.93, the low 106.29. And this is having its obvious effect on things at the pump. Unleaded gasoline, 3.91, that's up 12 cents a gallon. Diesel, 3.99 a gallon, that's up about 7.5 cents a gallon. Natural gas, choppy this morning, we're at 7.65, we're down 9. We've been as high as 7.91 and as low as 7.56. So gas up to its old tricks again. Gold this morning still struggling. We're at $18.1340. That's down $11.20. Silver doing a little better. We're at $20.96. That is up 19. I think we're getting a little short covering in the silver after the market getting beat up. Dollar index 104.66. That's down 19. And stocks are higher so far today. Dow Jones Industrial Average, 32,202, up 472. And the S&P 500, 4015, that's up 85. NASDAQ Composite, 11,738, that's up 367. We did get the import price index numbers this morning, and they came in about as expected, with inflation running about 12% on imported goods. With that, interest rates have moved higher. Yield on the 10-year is at 290. That's up about 6 basis points. We've been as high as 293 and as low as 284, so rates continue to chop around. This is Sterling Smith from Omaha, Nebraska, wishing everybody a great morning.